Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with My Opel, rewarding loyalty and taking care of members.
Brian, thank you very much. Now, there are reports this morning suggesting that the government is considering a 100% redress scheme for most but not all MICA homeowners. Now, the Chartered Engineers are considering withdrawing from the scheme if it involves the repair rather than the full demolition of all homes affected by bad blocks, a move which could see the cost to the Exchequer spiral even further. Well, our reporter Barry Lenehan has been following developments on this story for us and joins us now. So Barry, what is emerging this morning in relation to this redress scheme?
Yes, good morning, Claire. First reported in the Irish Examiner that a 100% compensation scheme is being considered by government for most but not all MICA homeowners in Donegal and those affected by bad blocks in Mayo and other counties as well. And talking to those in government this morning and those with a knowledge of the ongoing negotiations, it appears that this is very much on the table, a proposal for a redress scheme based on average house size. We believe that among the options being looked at is something pretty much similar to what the homeowners themselves proposed last Friday, a redress scheme that would give homeowners a certain amount calculated per square metre or square foot and would take in average building costs per square metre into consideration as well. And as I say, these very much tallying with what homeowners proposed last Friday. It has also been suggested that homeowners not proposing a cap on any redress package in those talks last week, but it has been suggested a cap of €500,000 might be placed on any payouts, and this will have to include things such as accommodation, fixture fittings, storage and so on. And in terms of how this might fly or how many this may cover, most but not all, as the Examiner reported this morning, well, the majority of homes in Donegal affected by bad blocks, 54% in the range of 2,500 to 3,000 square foot, and at the moment the scheme only covering 58% of costs for those homeowners. So perhaps this scheme, if based on average house size, may cover the vast majority. You would another possibility as well would see this possibility perhaps would see those at the higher end of the scale, around 20% of homeowners looking at being over 4,000 square foot, perhaps they may fall out of this and would still have to pay a considerable cost. But it seems the government thinking that average house size, looking at what has been presented by the MICA Action Working Group and coming up with a proposal linked to that, but that may perhaps fly with homeowners in the affected counties. Now, sources close to the Minister, Dara O'Brien, who's in Kilkenny this morning at a heritage event, remaining very tight-lipped about this, but those with a knowledge of the negotiations saying that perhaps this 100% for most but not all on the table. And looking how things moving fast, people telling me yesterday that perhaps they thought a 90-10 scheme, an all-encompassing 90-10 scheme would work, but things moving fast on this morning, Claire.
So we've spoken before, Barry, about what a hot potato this is politically for the TDs who live in these areas. So what has been the reaction to the suggestion that there'll be 100% redress for most but not all homeowners? How is it likely to go down?
Well, one TD said to me, it's a quote, a direct reaction to the threat of protest on your programme yesterday. We heard Michael Doherty of the MICA Action Group saying how there would be another major large-scale protest on the 8th of October and it would not be civilised as compared to the one last June. Another TD gave it a tentative welcome without speaking to the homeowners, noting how the maximum cap would go up to 500,000, perhaps it has been suggested. The previous maximum cap was 275,000. But there's also perhaps a bit of head scratching. The Fine Gael Parliamentary Party meeting last night, a dozen TDs and senators speaking in favour of 100% redress, but no mention of this idea of a scheme for most but not all by An Taoiseach to Leo Varadkar at that meeting last night, and Fine Gael TDs to make their concerns known to Leo Varadkar this Friday. TDs Alan Dillon, Joe Carey, and Donegal's Joe McHugh. But really, there's also a sense that, as we mentioned yesterday, this has gone past the point point of no return, that this scheme, the details very sketchy, very vague at the moment. Does it include secondary homes? Does it include outhouses? What of public buildings, schools, libraries, local authority properties as well? What about all those? And that any scheme ultimately will not satisfy all, and perhaps the political futures of Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil in Donegal in particular tied to what eventually comes out or what eventually is decided.
Well, there's an interesting dynamic playing out there in front of our eyes as to who's going to be seen responsible for solving this problem. Yeah. That's where we get to. Now, separately, Barry, Engineers Ireland, they submitted their position paper to the MICA working group last night. You caught sight of that paper. What are they saying?
Yeah, this is perhaps a spanner in the works this morning for government, for those talks. Engineers Ireland, 25,000 members. Remember, chartered engineers would have to sign off on the house in any repair or rebuild. Now, so far, Donegal County Council has recommended full demolition of a quarter of affected homes. And the government, of course, would be hoping for that the majority of homes, or a good proportion anyway, would require repair rather than full demolition, because the cost, as we know, is rising by the day, 2.5 billion as it stands. But engineers are telling government this morning in this position paper, signed off by Damien Owens, handed into the government working group, which I've caught sight of, that in the current form, there's a high likelihood that engineers will discontinue any involvement with the scheme. And this is because they say that on the ground, the scheme has stalled already due to uncertainty and it's virtually drawn to a halt. And this, they say, is because that they are not willing to sign off on homes that require repair rather than full rebuild. They've also raised real concern. They say laboratory reports indicate that not only do homes perhaps in Donegal and the affected counties contain mica, they also contain a further deleterious material, namely pyrrhotite, and this has been determined to be present in concrete blocks in Donegal. And engineers are saying that essentially that they can't sign off on homes at the moment that require repair rather than rebuild, that there's a lack of evidence of the long-term structural performance of retaining block work and mixing, repairing the outer leaf of a home and, in a property that once contained mica, and that there's been a concerning lack of urgency from any government body in terms of researching what the implications are of repairing homes rather than levelling them and starting again, and essentially that the unintended cost of not addressing the issue of retaining deleterious material in properties is to increase the overall cost of the scheme.
Okay, so now we have a new substance involved. We're used to mica, we're used to pyrite, pyrhotite we haven't heard of before.
Pyrrhotite, yes.
Oh, right, okay. We'll get it right eventually, Barry. But you're saying, the engineers are saying the significance of that is unknown. So this is why they're very nervous about signing off on repairs. So the option they're presenting to government and the working group, they're saying, are they, that you have to demolish and rebuild these properties?
Essentially, yes. And it's believed some engineers meeting Friday to consider their future participation in the scheme. They say they've laid out a number of options to the department working group. They say yes, the full demolition of properties perhaps is the preferred option, but this would have a huge increase in the potential cost to the state of remediation. And they've also outlined another few potential options, such as homeowners who are in mica affected properties but not at the higher end of the scale, perhaps remaining in their house for now, perhaps with the reassurance of an interim state bond, but they say that further delays in remediation will ultimately increase the cost further down the road, kick the can down the road. And they also come back to this idea of providing some form of state or insurance-backed guarantee for remediated properties, and that they propose that maybe the state could directly or through an underwritten insurance fund provide a warranty for remediated properties. And in that sense, in that scenario, that then maybe they would be willing to sign off on properties which have their outer leaf or whatever repaired rather than wait for full demolition. Now, the government has demurred from offering any sort of state guarantee up to this point due to perhaps the rocketing cost it would involve. So while talk of maybe 100% redress this morning for most, while that might be seen as a positive development, that has been said to me by some TDs, there's still lots of issues and concerns to iron out ahead of the end of those redress negotiations on September 30th.
All right, Barry, thank you very much for bringing us those developments this morning. We watch with interest to see what emerges over the course of the day when it comes to the MICA redress scheme.